What's up, guys? I'm Jesse with Plant the Spear here at ACC Football Kickoff 2026 with a guy that needs no introduction, very special guest on today's show, man. I am so excited to be joined by former Florida State head coach, national champion, and current ACC Network analyst, Jimbo Fisher. Coach, so excited to have you on the show today. I really appreciate it. I know your time is important, so let's just jump right in, right? We're going to talk about the Seminoles in 2026, and I got a couple questions for you here. I want to start big picture.
All right.
This is a crucial season for a program that's trying to get back to that championship level standard that was established by obviously Coach Bowden, maintained by yourself. What are some boxes, as someone who's been through that process, what are some boxes they can check this season to get take a step back in that direction?
Well, I mean, everybody always says obviously the quarterback, but more important than that, before we get to quarterback, because it's new, any guy that's going to play first, you got the line of scrimmage, the offensive line and the defensive line. I still think you look at the teams that are winning championships, that are staying relevant year in, year out, they win the lines of scrimmage. The offensive line, the defensive, you, being able to run the football, protect the passer, being able to stop the run, put pressure on the passer. And then your skill guys. They've got skill guys, and they've got linemen. So if they can play well up front and let that skill function, then they're going to have a good chance.
Yeah, and you know a good thing, too, about having some good trench play. So question number two, let's zoom in a little bit back on the season ahead, right? They have some talented pieces, as you mentioned, particularly at the skill position, guys like a Deuce Robinson. They also do have some questions, five new starters on the offensive line, things like that. When you look at this team, what are some strengths you think they can lean on this year to take that step we just talked about?
Well, you know, I think Deuce and the receivers, they got guys that can run. They got size. Running back wise, Wisner's a good player. The young freshman from Albany is a really good player. Secondary linebacker wise, but again, I think they got to find a way to let the skill function. You know what I mean? And get them the opportunities. Now, again, that goes back to playing well up front. And then, of course, that allows a young quarterback, Ashton, to function and get his feet on the ground and get his confidence. Because if he can get the ball to his skill guys, they're going to score points on offense.
Yeah, okay, just a couple more for you. One that I wanted to bring up, because I heard you mention while talking to Coach Norvell on stage the other day that sometimes the margin between winning and losing can be very thin. And as you always like to say, it's a game of inches.
Exactly right.
So when you look back to last year, they had a couple games go against them in those close games. How do teams turn those inches into wins? And if it goes against you, how do you avoid letting that one snowball into more?
It's details and habits, and that's what it gets down to. What your daily habits are and how hard you truly work. And you can't get caught up thinking, I got to go make this play, I got to go win. I've got to do what I got to do to be a sound, fundamental football player that gives great effort and plays with great toughness down in, down out. And all of a sudden, when you put those back-to-back, those days back-to-back, those plays back-to-back, you become a good player and you become a good team. It's almost like you wake up and you don't realize how good you've become.
Yeah.
And I think not focusing on the outcome of what's going to happen to you, because you can't control that unless you control your daily habits. And I think that's going to be the key for them in getting back to success.
Awesome. Two more for you. And I got to ask you about a quarterback, because obviously you've had some good ones in your day. But not only good quarterbacks, good leaders. So when you look at Ashton Daniels coming into this season, you know how important it is to have good quarterback play and good leadership in the locker room. What advice would you give to Ashton Daniels, both on and off the field, to not only lead the offense but be a leader of his team?
Well, here's what I'll say. Gain the respect first. Gain the respect by your daily habits and how you carry yourself and how you go about your business. Because what people are going to do when you first come, whether you say things to people or not, they're going to listen, but they're going to wait to see. Your acting speaks so loud, I can't hear what you're saying. And develop those work habits, develop that consistency of them seeing you day in, day out, being the first one there, the last one to leave, working your tail off, trying to be in the film room, all the things that's got to happen. And then they'll see your play go up. And if they respect you, then they're going to follow you. Then you can lead them. You can say he's the leader, but until they respect him, he's never going to be their leader. Not saying they don't, but he's got to earn the respect before he learns anything.
Right, lead by example.
Exactly.
And you've had some good ones to do that, we know. But the last one here before we get out of here, Coach, obviously as a Florida State fan myself covering Florida State, I've had some great fond memories of your time with the Seminoles. And you have one of the most elite football recall memories that that I've ever seen. So we could probably spend hours reminiscing on it. But just leave us and the Florida State fans who will be watching this with one of the memories that sticks out most to you from your time in Tallahassee.
Wow, you know how many there are?
That's what I said. This could take hours.
I mean, you know, the first time I ever walked on the field as a head coach, we were playing, it's ironic that we were playing Stanford University. Coach Bowden and mine's both alma mater, where we came from. But, I mean, you know, you go back to going to the first conference championship, winning the first conference championship with EJ and what he led us to. Of course, the national championship is still a matter when KB catches the ball for a touchdown. But to me, what it was. Here's a memory that sticks to me. We're on the sideline, and I grabbed James, and I said, hey, just like Thursday. He said, yep. He said, you strong? I said, we're strong. You heard him say it a thousand times.
Yeah.
If you're strong. But yeah. The team said it in the huddle. And when we walked on that field, there was never a doubt. I know it's easy to say now you weren't going to score, but I'm going to say this. I felt very confident in the situation that we were in and where we were. And that memory of them coming together at the biggest moment when that team, to me, is the most dominant team in college football in the last 80 years.
Yeah.
If you go by nine, it dominated. Yeah. And the one time it got challenged and it got punched in the mouth, we're down 20. It's the largest comeback in any championship game history. It came back. It responded. All right. Then they responded right back and said, okay, can you do it? They never blinked. That team had so much character, leadership, toughness, mental toughness, and not just, I mean, Marcus Joyner, I can't say, it's crazy, but that moment going on that field and hearing them say it on the sideline, and our defense thought we were going to score too. It wasn't like, hey, they were out there cheering for them, and it was a very unique moment, and that moment, and when we scored, of course, was very special.
Yeah, I was actually at every game you just referenced, so a lot of good memories.
There's
so, guys, that's going to do it for our time here with Coach Fisher at ACC Media Days. Coach, again, I cannot thank you enough for being generous enough with your time to be on the show today. So, guys, make sure you lock in with us, and Coach, I hope we can do this again sometime.
Pleasure and honor.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.